Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Carney Shah. My issue today.
Yeah, I was on hold with someone and the phone hung up on me.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. What were they doing for you?
They were trying to confirm with Best Buy the correct address because the wrong address you guys called, or I think you guys left a message saying that there was a delivery, but it was going to the wrong address. So she was confirming with Best Buy the correct address.
Okay, because, I mean, on our end, we wouldn't be able to confirm with them whatever address is on file. That's where we have to go.
I don't know. She said, let me put you on hold while I confirm with Best Buy, and then she never came back after, like, 15 minutes, and then the phone just hung up on me.
Give me just a moment. Let me search it with your phone number just to pull your account up, okay?
Okay.
It's still loading, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Go. Here we go. Is it under Kelly?
Yeah, that's who it's being delivered to.
Okay. Because on here they do have 10 Channing Street. That's incorrect.
Nope, that is correct. The
oh
last
my.
Woman, okay, well, the last woman I spoke to, she had my address, and I told her, no, it's going to 10 Channing. So maybe
and
she
it's for,
switched it, but then.
And it's for a dishwasher. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, okay, okay. Because they got it scheduled in here for. They got it scheduled in here for the. No, they actually have it in here. Well, okay, this is probably what they did. They probably updated it in the system and put you in for another date because it looks like what it shows on my end is 4-1.
4-1. Okay, it was never supposed to be 4-1. It was supposed to be.
Let me go back because it's a lot of different order numbers. I just put on the most recent one. I clicked on it. So let me go back to this one because I got another one that's in Michelle's name. And this one, the one that's in Michelle's name, it actually has, okay, let's see. Let me read on it. Give me just a moment. Yeah, that's okay. Our system is weird, so that's what they actually did. Okay, they called a part that's connected to Best Buy from our end. We can actually call. What she did was, whenever it's a bad address on there, because I don't know if that address is like under your. Do you have like a Best Buy card whenever you place orders at Best Buy, or because I don't know why it has the wrong address whenever
she bought it on my card.
That's I think that was what's happened. But whatever, like if the address is incorrect, we can't go in from XBO's end and change it. They'll have to change it. And on our end, we can't go to a different address other than what's on file because we have a lot of people that accept a delivery and it's not even theirs and won't give us our product back. So what she did was the next available date was the first. So she had to create a whole different order again and put you on for the, whoever's at this home, you know, your tenant or put her on for the first. So I don't even know if that's a good day for her or not. Should I call her and ask her if the first a good date? Because that's the only way they were going to be able to change it.
Can you just take that one out? Because while I was on hold with the other woman,
yes, ma'am.
My sister called Best Buy, and they said Best Buy says they do have it as 10 Channing, which is the correct one. It's just that we got the call, you know, the automated call.
Yeah, because they corrected it. They created a whole order set, well, and then they put it in for. Let me go back to the one that they fixed and see if I can change it for.
Okay.
Well, I want to know. Let's see. This is what I do.
Called about.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna see if this company that's coming out to our home will answer the phone for me. Usually they don't answer after 5, but hopefully they do. And I'll just let them know that a new order was created and see if they can still just come tomorrow and work off this order that I see on my end. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.